Welcome to the Growth Diaries. Whether you're commuting, at the gym, or just taking a moment for yourself, this audio is here to keep you inspired and growing. But if you ever want to dive deeper, you can also watch the video or read the blog. Just check the links to keep growing and thriving.
Practice owners have seen a big upsurge in costs. Since the pandemic, energy bills have risen. Material and equipment costs are rising, and their regulatory and compliance burden continues to rise. There are more regulations to comply with and more rules to stick to. As though these pressures were not enough, the National Insurance and Wage Bill will go up in April. Somehow, business owners have to keep the service sustainable in these challenging situations. Income is sustained through the service of providing care for patients. Unfortunately, the NHS funding is limited. The NHS pricing is out of the business owner's control, and the NHS contracts are limited. Anyways, there's no space in the diary to deliver more UDAs, even if they were available. The only other way to bring in income is to improve the private element of dentistry. Yet, this does not come without its complexities. Private fees can only be increased to a certain ceiling, beyond which they may get unsustainable for the patients. Private treatments cannot be mixed with NHS treatments in certain conditions. Patients misunderstand the move to private as a money-grabbing technique. So many have resorted to going onto courses that encourage you to sell, to convert, or to overcome obstacles. You go to courses that encourage you to provide high-end treatments to patients. You attend courses that will increase your practice growth by multiples. Yet when you return to practice, the complexities remain. The sell and high-end conversions only worsen the challenge of patient trust and increase their cynicism. What you need is a non-conventional way to build that loyal patient base for the long term. Now you may wonder, what does growth have to do with all of this? After all, these are the growth diaries. From a patient perspective, they're no longer coming just for dentistry. Patients are looking for a dentist who can truly look after them, think in their best interests, and make them feel comfortable enough to be themselves. Patients are wary about those who are trying to coax them into treatment. Patients want health care. Some may seek cosmetic care, but the vast majority of the population want regular, sound health care. If independent dentistry is going to help you overcome your challenging cost environment, then growth is going to empower your team with the information and skills to create that nurturing environment. Growth will give your teams the abilities and skills. Growth creates a wider and deeper learning for your entire team. Growth creates learning centered around very specific problems, needs, or gaps of your practice. Here is a five-step process that you as a leader can implement in your business and facilitate growth for your teams. Number one, find a compelling problem. Most times, the challenges we face on the surface are simply the signs and symptoms of an underlying deeper problem. Find this deeper problem with your team. Discover it. Make it meaningful. Number two, explore the different perspectives of that problem and involve your team. Number three, make the team go learn about these facets and perspectives. It's deeper learning, proper learning. 3B, alternatively, use team learning sessions for them to learn together. Not limited to, but example is watching Tubules videos. Number 4, bring them back to a team meeting and let them share their lessons and discuss how they can produce a specific solution towards that problem. Number 5, implement and review. As leaders, you are getting them to discover that problem. Buy-in, you're getting them involved, gives them immersion, and you're getting them to implement the solution. It gives them engagement. This is the kind of process that will get them excited, moving, and wanting to learn more. This is what will enable them to want to stay with you as they pick up meaningful things. This will, in turn, enable you to create a culture and an environment where your patients want to come visit your practice again and again and again. Think hard about how you are approaching leadership. Is it growth-led or is it CPD-led? Only one will help you negotiate these challenging times.